Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Renee Brokaw, family and consumer science teacher at Iowa Mennonite School, about the culinary art exhibitions. We'll start off with her explaining what these exhibitions involve.
Choose a country that they're interested in or food that they think would be interesting to make, and then they plan the menu.
Is this a year-long class?
Culinary arts is just a semester, and it's for upperclassmen who have already completed Intro to Foods. So after they've taken that class, then they are able to take culinary arts if they want to.
So they kind of learn about these different cultures and what kinds of foods they make during the class, and then they kind of pick their favorites?
We do a couple of units where we learn about different cultures, and then they choose to research another one on their own, and then that's the day that they're the executive chef.
And so you've already held two. What kind of foods did you make for those?
The first one was German cuisine. And the next one was Brazilian food.
What kind of foods did they make for the people that came by?
The German meal was Wiener Schnitzel with Spätzle noodles. They also had bread, German bread, and Rotkohl, which is a cabbage dish, and cauliflower soup. And then for dessert, they had a Black Forest torte. And then the Brazilian food was a feijoada. It's a meat stew. And that was served with rice, and then they had a cheese bread. It's made with tapioca flour, and they also had salad, a lettuce salad, and their dessert was a Brazilian carrot cake with chocolate glaze.
Do you use foods that are grown locally around here, or do you, like, tailor the menus to what we have here, or do you use the foods that are, you know, used in those countries?
Yeah, not necessarily. And they have to figure out where they want to do their grocery shopping. And so, like, in past years when they've done, like, Asian food or something like that, they've gone to specialty grocery stores, like in Iowa City. But most of the time, they just go to whichever grocery store they choose and try to get as authentic of, you know, of food as they can.
Sure. And this is open to community members to come by and sample this?
It's by reservation, so we serve 32 guests each time that we have a restaurant, and so people call ahead of time, and then we have a seating chart for where they sit. They get to eat the meal.
And do you do this every year?
Yes, we have done it. It actually began before I started teaching. Catherine Nye was the teacher who began this program. But for the 3 years that I've been there, we've done it. So.
And do you get people that just keep coming back because it's a unique experience?
Yeah, we do. We have some guests that like to come every time. Like, we have a few ladies who signed up right away for all three of them this year. And then it depends, of course, on how many students I have. So the total that I can have is 12. So then we would have six restaurants. They work in groups of two as the executive chef and planning the meal.
Well, I appreciate your time here. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this?
Just kind of a neat experience for the kids to be able to research different kinds of food, and then they do the menu planning and the grocery shopping, and so it's a neat experience too for them to be in charge of delegating the tasks for the rest of the class and being organized. So it takes a lot of responsibility, but they always seem to do a good job, so it's a really fun class to teach.
That was my conversation with Renee Brokaw about Iowa Mennonite School's culinary art exhibitions. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.